You're listening to a podcast by the United Nations Research Institute for Social Development and the United Nations Non-Governmental Liaison Service.
Good afternoon, everyone. First of all, I thank the organization and organizers of this breakout session, enabling us to have a discussion on this matter. I chose to give an introductory, succinct summary presentation. It's not so academic. Given the hour, I hope that this option pleases you. There is some continuity in these presentations because Carlos gave you the background of the Palmas Bank. I shall present the complementary currency system per se, and Julien will speak to you about the public authorities in favor of these community development banks. I'll speak about the base of the currency, the specific features of the currency, in order to draw some conclusions on governance. The Palmas currency is social and a common good, like most complementary currencies. And then I'll speak to you about certain arrangements. It's part of a local territorial development strategy and an assumption of ownership, giving ownership back to the citizens. And Carlos spoke about microcredits, microinsurance. And we need to resituate consumption. In order to fight against erosion and to avoid all currency leaving the community. And the results we reached were quite important because the territorial development strategy of the Palmas Bank allowed us to internalize progressively consumption. Only 20% consumed within the community now, 2011. It's more than 93% of the people living in a community that consume within the community, as compared to the figures I gave you from 87. So this means that all of the actions of the bank, theater, pamphlets, etc., sought to raise awareness, and the currency created in 2002 allowed us to reinforce this dynamism, to strengthen it, and to confirm this trend of progressive internalization. The Palmas currency is one representing 46,000 Palmas, approximately 17,000 euros. Everyone can have access to it. There are four different ways to have access. Consumer credit or consumption credit in local currency. The second, a type of barter of reals in exchange for palmas. All of the people working in the community banks have income to the tune of 20 to 30% paid in palmas. And the people receive training, which is given by the community social economy programs from the bank. So part of the grants are given in palmas. The credit is an emergency credit, a solidarity credit, about 300 palmas, to the tune of 115 euros, with a view to covering partially the costs of the currency. Here in the table, we can see the progressive development and compare microcredits, social credits, with the acceptance of the currency by traders, businessmen. we can note a huge increase of issuances through microcredit, because we increased the number of credits. In 2011, we only had 127 credits, whereas the currency generally is accepted, because some 200 businesses accept this currency, and people can use the Palmas currency and receive a rebate, 2 to 15% when purchasing using complementary currency. The issuances are centralized and controlled by the bank. We have seen how the currency is injected into the territory and how it returns to the territory. The territory's actors place the currency again in the banks. There's a possibility of reconversion in certain cases. For example, when they cannot use the palmas, they convert them in order to have reals, in order to purchase goods and services outside the community. There's the possibility of paying off the credits and paying bills in local currency. The palmas is in parity with the real, so there's a need for reserves in national currency. Each palmas is the equivalent in real. 46,000 palmas equal 46,000 reals in the bank. So these are the main lines of my presentation. I could have developed this further. The article is much more academic, and it shows how the currency, according to Longstrom, is a common currency. And as Carlos showed earlier, we have understood the social mobilization and collective action aspect within the community. The community bank is just one of the projects, and the currency is one of the projects as part of the community bank, and it's part of this global aspect. And the Palmas Bank is part of the community action. Langstrom analyzed the natural resources, and here I believe there's the possibility of analyzing financial goods and financial sources based on this common goods grid. One of the fundamental vectors of this comparison is the local economic forum. It's one of the institutions within the community comprising citizens and institutions of the community, where they deliberate certain choices to be made for the community, for development, and the general lines of orientation for the bank. There are projects that are negotiated in this public proximity space. There are issuing rules, consumption rules. All of these rules are elaborated in this policy space.
Good, Carlos.
And what Carlos emphasized was very important, this dynamic to own this currency. Limitations of the system. Monetary flows are extremely polarized. 85% of money are focused or in the hands of employees of the bank and affiliates. There is no cooperative. So it's mainly these persons who use the currency, because once it enters the community, we don't really know how many hands the currency gets into. So perhaps we need to understand circulation further in terms of issuance It's 85% of persons affiliated with the bank. In terms of returns, 81% come through the gas stations of the community. From a quantitative point of view, in terms of figures, 73% of issuance of the currency are for salaries. 73% go into the payment of salaries for the Palmas Bank, and 12% is used up by staff. But there is also microcredit. So half of the microcredit, a little bit more than half, is a social currency. And so, in terms of performance, in terms of ownership by the community, this is fairly limited. In terms of returns of the currency, we see that the currency ends its life. If we were to give a life cycle to the circulation of the currency, which we'll see in the next slide, 85% of returns are done through the petrol station or gas stations, which we'll see in the next slide, and 17% of returns are done through the payments of bills. Use your microphone, please, so you can be interpreted.
I was just asking a technical question. It seemed that this currency is totally convertible both ways at a gas station.
Microphone, please. No, that's not really the case. So I don't think I expressed myself well. No, that's not it. The gas station, if we were to describe the life cycle of the currency, the bank is the main issuer of the currency and manages the flow of the currency. Now, in terms of issuance, there are four ways for it to be issued. The gas station would be the end of the chain in practice. So let's point here. The Palmas Bank is there. It issues the bank either through the salaries of employees or through credit. There's also the exchange, exchanging the official currency for social currency, but it's mainly the tourists who have access to that, not the community, members of the community. It is a possibility, but it's not really used in that way by the members of the community. Once issued, the money goes through consumers who consume by purchasing social currency, as well as the businesses who use the currency, either by paying salaries or a part of the salaries of their employees. So it would go that way, or businesses who buy among themselves. And once you come to the end of that cycle, once businesses have paid their salaries and they don't want to pay or do business among themselves, the money would be returned to the bank, or they would buy gas directly at the gas station. And what we've seen is that 85% is used to buy gas. And so the gas station holds the money. It could pay a part of the salaries, but it couldn't use the money to buy raw materials in the community, since the raw material comes from outside the community. So it exchanges 85% of the palmas for the reais. So it's a life cycle which ends there at the gas station. I hope that's clearer. I'm sorry if it wasn't very clear before. And so the conclusion is that collective action and social mobilization, which is at the basis of the community bank, leads to community goods that are owned in common. This is perhaps not very clear from the presentation, but I would urge you to read the articles in which this is better explained and developed. And so this idea has been made possible by collective mechanisms through initial social mobilization. But in terms of effective circulation, this is very limited because the flows are polarized, if you look at the scheme that I have there. So thank you very much for your attention. I've come to the end of my presentation.
Check out our other podcasts, available free on the iTunes Store. For more information, go to our website, www.unris.org. Thank you for listening.